Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Anxiety Talks podcast and holistic health coaching. In a world where stress and anxiety often feel like unwelcome companions, we're here to guide you on a journey towards emotional resilience and holistic well-being. Empower your mind, transform your life, encapsulates our mission to provide you with the tools and insights needed to navigate life's challenges with grace and confidence. In this podcast, we will explore the 20 laws of resilience, each designed to empower you to embrace change, cultivate connection, and foster a sense of purpose in your everyday life. From understanding the importance of gratitude to practicing mindfulness and embracing vulnerability, these laws serve as a roadmap to a more fulfilling existence and less anxiety with emotional attachment and relationships. Join us as we dive deep into each law, offering practical techniques and inspiring stories that will help you build emotional strength and resilience. Together, we can transform your relationship with anxiety and stress, paving the way for a healthier, happier, and more connected you. Let's embark on this journey of self-discovery and growth together. The 20 laws of emotional detachment, inspired by Stoic principles that can help you cultivate resilience and inner peace and heal anxiety in relationships. 1. Acceptance of impermanence. Understand that all relationships and feelings are temporary. Embrace change as a natural part of life. Focus on what you can control. Recognize that you can only control your thoughts and reactions, not the actions of others. 3. Practice non-attachment. Let go of the need for validation from others. Your self-worth should not depend on external relationships. 4. Observe your emotions. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Observe them as a spectator rather than becoming consumed by them. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Focus on the positives in your life rather than what you're missing. Gratitude shifts your perspective. 6. Limit expectations. Lower your expectations of others. This reduces disappointment and fosters acceptance of their true nature. 7. Engage in self-reflection. Regularly evaluate your thoughts and feelings. Understand the roots of your emotional attachments. 8. Practice mindfulness. Stay present in the moment. Mindfulness helps you detach from intrusive thoughts about the past or future. 9. Create boundaries. Establish emotional boundaries to protect your well-being. Know when to distance yourself from toxic influences. 10. Seek wisdom in solitude. Spend time alone to reflect and recharge. Solitude can provide clarity and strengthen your sense of self. 11. Embrace vulnerability. Understand that it's okay to feel vulnerable. Accepting this can help you detach from the fear of rejection. 12. Engage in Stoic exercises. Practice daily Stoic exercises, like negative visualization, to prepare for loss and cultivate resilience. 13. Limit exposure to triggers. Identify and limit your interactions with people or situations that provoke strong emotional reactions. 14. Reframe your perspective. Change how you perceive situations and relationships. See challenges as opportunities for growth. 15. Practice forgiveness. Let go of grudges and resentment. Forgiveness frees you from emotional burdens and promotes inner peace. 16. Focus on personal growth. Invest in your own development and goals. Prioritize your journey over attachments to others. 17. Engage in physical activity. Exercise can enhance your mood and provide a healthy outlet for stress, supporting emotional detachment. 18. Seek supportive relationships. Surround yourself with positive influences that encourage your emotional independence. 19. Limit rumination. Avoid dwelling on past interactions. Instead, redirect your focus to the present and future. 20. Embrace the journey. Understand that emotional detachment is a process. Be patient with yourself as you grow and evolve. By incorporating these stoic habits into your life, you can cultivate emotional resilience, reduce anxiety, and develop a healthier relationship with your emotions. This approach encourages a balanced mindset, allowing you to navigate life's challenges with greater ease and clarity. Let's explore Law 1. Acceptance of impermanence. The concept of impermanence is central to many philosophical and spiritual traditions, including Stoicism. Embracing the idea that everything in life is transient can significantly impact how you experience relationships and manage emotions. Understanding Impermanence 1. Nature of Change. Recognize that change is an inherent part of existence. People grow, circumstances shift, and feelings evolve. By accepting that nothing lasts forever, you can develop a healthier perspective on relationships and emotional attachments. 2. Life cycles. Consider how relationships often have different phases, beginning, middle, and end. Accepting that each phase serves a purpose helps you appreciate the moment without clinging to it. 3. Emotional fluidity. Emotions are not static, they fluctuate based on experiences and personal growth. Acknowledging this fluidity allows you to detach from the belief that you must hold onto certain feelings or relationships indefinitely. Practical techniques. 1. Mindful reflection. Regularly take time to reflect on the transient nature of life. This could involve journaling about moments that brought you joy or pain, recognizing that both are temporary. 2. Visual reminders. Consider using visual aids, like quotes or artwork, that remind you of impermanence. This can serve as a daily reminder to appreciate the present without attachment. 3. Meditation on change. Engage in meditation focused on change and impermanence. Visualize the ebb and flow of life, allowing yourself to accept the natural course of relationships and emotions. Gratitude for the present. Cultivate gratitude for the current moment and the people in your life. By appreciating what you have now, you may find it easier to let go when the time comes. Emotional resilience 1. Reduced fear of loss. Accepting impermanence can diminish the fear of losing people or experiences. When you understand that change is natural, you can approach relationships with a sense of openness rather than anxiety. 2. Enhanced emotional freedom. Embracing the transient nature of emotions allows you to experience feelings without becoming overly attached. You can enjoy love, joy, and connection while also being prepared for their eventual change. 3. Greater capacity for forgiveness. When you recognize that everyone is on their own journey and that relationships can evolve, it becomes easier to forgive and move on from past grievances. By accepting impermanence, you empower yourself to live more fully in the present moment. You can build deeper connections while maintaining a sense of emotional independence. This acceptance fosters resilience, allowing you to navigate life's inevitable changes with grace and strength, ultimately leading to a more fulfilling and peaceful existence. Focus on what you can control. Focusing on what you can control is a fundamental principle in Stoicism and a powerful strategy for emotional detachment. This approach emphasizes the importance of directing your energy toward aspects of life that you can influence while letting go of concerns over factors beyond your control. Understanding Control 1. Dichotomy of Control. Stoic philosophers such as Epictetus taught that life can be divided into two categories: things we can control, our thoughts, intentions, and actions, and things we cannot control, the actions of others, external circumstances, and the past. Recognizing this dichotomy is crucial for emotional resilience. 2. Internal versus external. Internal factors include your beliefs, attitudes, and reactions, while external factors encompass everything else. Emphasizing internal control helps you maintain a sense of agency in your life. Practical techniques. 1. Identify areas of control. Take time to list the aspects of your life you can influence, such as your responses, choices, and personal growth. This clarity allows you to focus your energies effectively. 2. Set boundaries. Establish emotional and physical boundaries to protect your well-being. By determining what is acceptable and what is not, you can limit exposure to negative influences that are outside your control. 3. Practice acceptance. Develop an attitude of acceptance toward things you cannot change. This might involve acknowledging the behaviors of others or unexpected life events without becoming emotionally entangled. 4. Mindfulness meditation. Engage in mindfulness practices that help you center your thoughts on the present moment. Mindfulness encourages you to observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, fostering a greater sense of control over your reactions. Mukhchakra. Emotional resilience 1. Reduced anxiety. By focusing on what you can control, you minimize feelings of helplessness and anxiety that often arise from worrying about external factors. This shift in focus can lead to greater emotional stability. 2. Empowerment. Recognizing your ability to influence your responses and decisions empowers you to take charge of your life. This sense of agency can enhance your self-esteem and confidence. 3. Improved relationships. When you stop trying to control others' behavior or outcomes, you can engage in more authentic relationships. You'll communicate openly and honestly, fostering mutual respect and understanding. Greater peace of mind. With practice, you can cultivate a mindset of peace by accepting that while you cannot control every situation, you can always control your response. This leads to greater emotional freedom and resilience. Conclusion. Focusing on what you can control is an essential habit for emotional detachment and personal growth. By channeling your energy into aspects of life that you can influence, you not only reduce anxiety, but also enhance your emotional resilience. This practice fosters a sense of empowerment, allowing you to navigate relationships and life's challenges with clarity and purpose. Embracing this principle can lead to a more fulfilling and balanced existence, where you engage with the world without being overwhelmed by it. Let's explore and take a dive into Ba, practice non-attachment. Non-attachment is a crucial concept in Stoicism and many philosophical and spiritual traditions. It involves cultivating a mindset that allows you to experience life fully without becoming overly dependent on relationships, possessions, or outcomes. Practicing non-attachment can lead to greater emotional resilience, freedom, and inner peace. Understanding non-attachment 1. Definition. Non-attachment does not mean being indifferent or emotionally detached in a negative sense. Instead, it refers to the ability to engage with life and relationships fully while not clinging to them or deriving your identity and self-worth from them. 2. Impermanence reminder. Acknowledge that everything in life is temporary, including relationships and material possessions. By understanding this, you can appreciate what you have without feeling the need to hold on to it desperately. 3. Avoiding dependency. Non-attachment helps prevent emotional dependency on others for happiness or validation. This is vital for maintaining your sense of self and well-being. Practical techniques. 1. Mindful awareness. Practice mindfulness to become aware of your attachments. Notice when you feel overly invested in a person, outcome, or possession. This awareness can help you recognize unhealthy attachments. 2. Cultivate gratitude. Focus on being grateful for what you have without clinging to it. Gratitude helps you appreciate the present moment and reinforces the idea that you can find happiness within yourself. 3. Embrace change. Allow yourself to accept that change is a natural part of life. When relationships or circumstances shift, remind yourself that these changes can lead to new opportunities and growth. 4. Limit possessions. Consider decluttering your physical space. Simplifying your environment can help reinforce the idea that your value does not come from material possessions. 5. Reflect on values. Regularly evaluate what truly matters to you. Focus on cultivating values such as kindness, integrity, and personal growth, which are less likely to lead to attachment. Emotional resilience. 1. Reduced suffering. Non-attachment can lead to decreased emotional suffering. When you stop clinging to people or outcomes, you reduce the pain of loss and disappointment. 2. Freedom to experience. Practicing non-attachment allows you to engage deeply in relationships and experiences without the fear of losing them. You can enjoy the present moment fully without worrying about what comes next. 3. Enhanced relationships. Non-attachment can improve your relationships by fostering a sense of mutual respect and understanding. You can love and support others without placing unrealistic expectations on them. Greater inner peace. By letting go of the need to control or cling to external factors, you cultivate a sense of inner peace. This emotional stability allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace. Let's summarize this section of the episode. Practicing non-attachment is a powerful strategy for achieving emotional resilience and inner peace. By learning to engage with life and relationships without clinging to them, you can experience greater freedom and joy. Non-attachment fosters gratitude, acceptance, and a deeper appreciation for the present moment, allowing you to navigate the complexities of life with a balanced and open heart. Ultimately, this practice can lead to a more fulfilling and harmonious existence, where you find contentment from within, rather than relying on external factors. Let's dive deep into the fourth law, observe your emotions. Observing your emotions is a vital practice in emotional detachment and self-awareness. This technique involves acknowledging and understanding your feelings without becoming overwhelmed by them or allowing them to dictate your actions. By developing the ability to observe your emotions, you can foster greater emotional resilience and cultivate a healthier relationship with your feelings. Understanding emotional observation. 1. Awareness of feelings. Observing your emotions means being aware of what you're feeling in any given moment. This includes recognizing both positive and negative emotions without judgment. 2. Separating self from emotions. It's important to understand that you are not your emotions. Emotions are temporary responses to experiences, and by observing them, you can create a distance that allows for rational thinking and clearer decision-making. 3. Emotional intelligence. Practicing observation enhances your emotional intelligence, allowing you to understand the motivations behind your feelings, which can lead to better emotional regulation. Practical techniques 1. Mindfulness meditation. Engage in mindfulness meditation to practice observing your thoughts and feelings. This can involve sitting in silence and focusing on your breath while noticing any emotions that arise without reacting to them. Labeling emotions. When you experience a strong emotion, take a moment to label it. For example, say to yourself, "I am feeling anxious," or "I am feeling sad." This simple act can help you detach from the emotion and view it more objectively. 3. Journaling. Maintain a journal where you regularly write about your emotions and experiences. Reflecting on your feelings can help you identify patterns and triggers, making it easier to observe them in real time. Pause before reacting. When you feel a strong emotion, practice pausing before responding. Take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to simply observe what you're feeling. This pause can prevent impulsive reactions and promote thoughtful responses. 5. Physical sensations. Pay attention to the physical sensations associated with your emotions. Notice where you feel tension or discomfort in your body. This awareness can help you understand your emotional state more deeply. Emotional resilience 1. Reduced reactivity. By observing your emotions rather than reacting immediately, you can reduce impulsive behaviors driven by intense feelings. This practice helps create a space for thoughtful responses rather than knee-jerk reactions. 2. Greater clarity. Observing your emotions allows you to understand their source and significance. This clarity helps you make more informed decisions and respond to situations with intention. 3. Empowerment. When you recognize that emotions are temporary and manageable, you gain a sense of empowerment. You can choose how to respond rather than feeling controlled by your emotions. Fourth, enhanced relationships. Observing your emotions can lead to better communication in relationships. When you understand your feelings, you can express them more clearly and constructively to others, fostering healthier connections. When we observe our emotions, we begin to use a powerful technique for achieving emotional detachment and enhancing self-awareness. By learning to recognize and understand your feelings without becoming overwhelmed by them, you cultivate emotional resilience and clarity. This practice allows you to respond to life's challenges with greater intention and reduces the likelihood of being swept away by strong emotions. Ultimately, observing your emotions leads to a more balanced, fulfilling life, where you can navigate relationships and experiences with a sense of understanding and peace. The fifth law, cultivate gratitude. Cultivating gratitude is a transformative practice that can significantly impact your emotional well-being and resilience. By focusing on what you appreciate in your life, you can shift your mindset away from negativity and attachment, fostering a sense of contentment and emotional detachment from external circumstances. Understanding gratitude. 1. Definition of gratitude. Gratitude involves recognizing and appreciating the positives in your life, whether they are big or small. It's an acknowledgement of the good things you have, the people around you, and the experiences you encounter. 2. Shift in perspective. Practicing gratitude helps shift your focus from what you lack to what you already possess. This change in perspective can reduce feelings of envy, dissatisfaction, and the need for external validation. 3. Emotional balance. Gratitude encourages a balanced emotional state by promoting positive feelings and reducing the impact of negative emotions. It acts as a buffer against stress and anxiety. Practical techniques 1. Gratitude journaling. Keep a gratitude journal where you write down 3 to 5 things you are grateful for each day. This practice helps reinforce positive thinking and encourages you to notice the good in your life regularly. 2. Daily reflection. At the end of each day, take a few moments to reflect on what went well and what you appreciated. Consider positive interactions, accomplishments, or simple joys. 3. Gratitude letters. Write letters to people who have positively impacted your life. Expressing your gratitude not only strengthens your relationships, but also deepens your sense of appreciation. 4. Mindfulness practices. Incorporate gratitude into your mindfulness meditation. While focusing on your breath, think about the things you are thankful for, allowing yourself to fully experience the associated emotions. 5. Visual reminders. Place reminders of gratitude in your environment, such as quotes or images that evoke positive memories. These can serve as prompts to cultivate an attitude of gratitude throughout your day. Emotional resilience 1. Reduced negative emotions. Practicing gratitude can decrease feelings of resentment, frustration, and sadness. When you focus on the positive, you create a mental environment that is less conducive to negative emotions. 2. Enhanced well-being. Research has shown that gratitude is linked to improved mental health, increased happiness, and greater life satisfaction. It fosters a sense of well-being and emotional stability. 3. Strengthened relationships. Expressing gratitude can enhance your relationships by fostering emotional connections and mutual appreciation. Grateful individuals tend to have more supportive and fulfilling relationships. 4. Increased resilience. By consistently practicing gratitude, you build a mental framework that allows you to cope better with challenges. When faced with adversity, a grateful mindset can help you find silver linings and maintain a positive outlook. When cultivating gratitude, this transforms as a powerful practice that can lead to greater emotional resilience and a deeper sense of fulfillment. By focusing on the positives in your life and expressing appreciation for them, you can shift your mindset away from attachment and negativity. This practice encourages emotional balance, strengthens relationships, and enhances overall well-being. Ultimately, gratitude serves as a foundation for a more contented and harmonious life. allowing you to navigate challenges with a sense of perspective and peace. The sixth law, limit expectations. Limiting expectations is a crucial practice in the journey toward emotional detachment and resilience. By managing your expectations of people, situations, and outcomes, you can reduce disappointment and foster a more accepting mindset. This practice aligns with Stoic principles and helps cultivate a sense of peace and contentment in your life. Understanding expectations. 1. Nature of expectations. Expectations are preconceived notions of how people or situations should behave. They often stem from past experiences, societal norms, and personal desires. High or rigid expectations can lead to feelings of frustration when reality does not align with what you envisioned. 2. Source of disappointment. When you hold on to specific expectations, you set yourself up for disappointment if things don't unfold as planned. This can create a cycle of negative emotions, including resentment, anger, and sadness. 3. Acceptance of reality. Recognizing that life is unpredictable and that people are inherently flawed can help you approach situations with a more flexible mindset. Accepting reality as it is, rather than how you wish it to be, fosters emotional resilience. Practical techniques 1. Reframe your thoughts. When you find yourself forming expectations, practice reframing your thoughts to be more open-ended. For example, instead of thinking, "I expect my friend to always support me," try, "I hope my friend will be there for me, but I understand they may have their own challenges." 2. Practice mindfulness. Engage in mindfulness practices to help you stay present and aware of your thoughts. Mindfulness encourages you to observe your expectations without judgment, allowing you to let go of those that are unrealistic or rigid. 3. Set flexible goals. When setting goals, focus on the process rather than the outcome. This approach allows you to enjoy the journey and learn from experiences, regardless of whether you achieve specific results. 4. Emphasize personal growth. Shift your focus from expecting certain behaviors from others to concentrating on your personal growth. This mindset encourages self-improvement rather than reliance on external validation. 5. Communicate openly. In relationships, communicate your needs and desires openly, but be prepared for any response. This helps manage expectations and fosters a more understanding dynamic. Emotional resilience 1. Reduce disappointment. By limiting expectations, you minimize the likelihood of disappointment. When you approach situations with an open mind, you can appreciate outcomes, regardless of whether they meet your initial hopes. 2. Greater acceptance. Limiting expectations fosters a sense of acceptance towards yourself and others. You become more compassionate and understanding of human limitations, which can improve your relationships. 3. Increased flexibility. By adopting a flexible mindset, you develop resilience in the face of change and uncertainty. You learn to adapt to new circumstances rather than resisting them. 4. Enhanced inner peace. Reducing the burden of expectations allows for a more peaceful state of mind. You can engage with life as it unfolds, cultivating a sense of contentment and balance. Limiting expectations is a powerful practice for fostering emotional detachment and resilience. By managing your expectations of people and situations, you can reduce disappointment and create a more accepting mindset. This practice encourages open-mindedness, personal growth, and enhanced relationships. Ultimately, learning to limit expectations leads to a greater sense of inner peace and emotional stability, allowing you to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and confidence. Law 7. Engage in self-reflection. Self-reflection is a vital practice for emotional detachment and personal growth. It involves taking the time to examine your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, allowing you to gain deeper insights into yourself and your relationships. By engaging in self-reflection, you can develop a greater understanding of your emotional responses, recognize patterns, and foster emotional resilience. Understanding self-reflection 1. purpose of self-reflection. The primary purpose of self-reflection is to develop self-awareness. This process helps you identify your values, beliefs, and emotional triggers, leading to a clearer understanding of how these factors influence your thoughts and actions. 2. Awareness of patterns. Self-reflection enables you to recognize patterns in your behavior and emotional responses. By understanding these patterns, you can make more conscious decisions rather than reacting impulsively based on past experiences. 3. Emotional insight. Reflecting on your emotions allows you to explore their origins and significance. This insight can help you detach from overwhelming feelings and respond to situations more thoughtfully. Practical techniques. 1. Journaling. Keep a journal to document your thoughts and feelings regularly. Writing about your experiences can help clarify your emotions and provide an outlet for self-expression. Reflect on specific events or interactions that triggered strong emotional reactions. Set aside reflection. Time. Dedicate time each day or week for self-reflection. This could be as simple as sitting quietly and contemplating your day, or it may involve more structured activities like reviewing your journal entries or engaging in guided meditation. 3. Ask reflective questions. Challenge yourself with open-ended questions that promote deeper thinking, such as, what emotions did I experience today and why? How did my reactions align with my values? What patterns do I notice in my relationships? What can I learn from my experiences? 4. Seek feedback. Engage with trusted friends or family members to gain perspective on your behavior and emotional responses. Their insights can provide valuable information that you may not see on your own. 5. Practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness practices into your self-reflection routine. Mindfulness encourages present moment awareness, allowing you to observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Emotional resilience 1. Greater self-awareness. Self-reflection enhances your self-awareness, enabling you to understand your emotional triggers and responses better. This understanding empowers you to manage your emotions more effectively. 2. Responsiveness over reactivity. By recognizing patterns and triggers, you become less reactive to emotional situations. This allows for more thoughtful and intentional responses, fostering healthier interactions and relationships. 3. Improved decision-making. Self-reflection helps you align your actions with your values and goals. As you gain clarity about what matters most to you, your decision-making becomes more purposeful and conscious. 4. Enhanced personal growth. Engaging in self-reflection fosters a mindset of continuous personal growth. By learning from your experiences, you can adapt and evolve, leading to greater resilience in the face of challenges. Engaging in self-reflection is a powerful practice for achieving emotional detachment and enhancing self-awareness. By examining your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, you can gain valuable insights into your emotional responses and the patterns that shape your relationships. This practice fosters greater self-awareness, reduces reactivity, and promotes personal growth, ultimately leading to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Through self-reflection, you empower yourself to navigate life's complexities with clarity and intention, cultivating emotional resilience and inner peace. Law 8. Develop emotional agility. Emotional agility is the ability to navigate your emotions with flexibility and resilience. It involves being aware of your feelings, accepting them without judgment, and responding to them in a constructive way. Developing emotional agility is crucial for maintaining emotional detachment while also engaging authentically with your experiences and relationships. Understanding emotional agility. 1. Definition. Emotional agility refers to the capacity to experience emotions fully and respond to them in a way that aligns with your values and goals. It promotes adaptability in the face of challenges and fosters emotional resilience. 2. Awareness and acceptance. Emotional agility starts with recognizing and accepting your emotions as they arise. Instead of suppressing or avoiding difficult feelings, you acknowledge them and allow yourself to experience them fully. 3.
constructive responses. Being emotionally agile means responding to your emotions in ways that are healthy and constructive. This approach helps you navigate challenges without becoming overwhelmed.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Overwhelmed or reactive? Practical techniques 1. Acknowledge your feelings. When you experience an emotion, take a moment to acknowledge it. Ask yourself what you are feeling and why. This practice encourages acceptance and reduces the tendency to push emotions away. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness when experiencing difficult emotions. Recognize that it's okay to feel a wide range of emotions and that you're not alone in your experiences. Label your emotions. Identify and label your emotions as specifically as possible, e.g., I feel anxious, or I feel frustrated. This practice can help you create distance from the emotion, allowing for a more thoughtful response. 4. Reframe negative thoughts. When negative emotions arise, challenge any unhelpful thoughts associated with them. Reframe these thoughts into more positive or constructive perspectives. For example, instead of thinking, I can't handle this, try, this is difficult, but I can take it one step at a time. 5. Engage in problem solving. When faced with challenging emotions, consider what actions you can take to address the underlying issue. This proactive approach allows you to channel your emotions toward positive outcomes. Emotional resilience 1. Increased flexibility. Developing emotional agility enhances your ability to adapt to changing circumstances. You become more open to different perspectives and are better equipped to navigate life's ups and downs. 2. Improved coping strategies. Emotional agility allows you to employ constructive coping strategies when faced with difficulties. Instead of relying on unhealthy behaviors, you can choose responses that align with your values. 3. Greater emotional balance. By accepting and processing your emotions, you create a sense of balance in your emotional life. This balance leads to a more stable and resilient mindset. 4. Enhanced relationships. Emotional agility fosters healthier interactions with others. By managing your emotions effectively, you can communicate more openly and empathetically, strengthening your connections. Developing emotional agility is a vital practice for achieving emotional detachment and fostering resilience. By acknowledging and accepting your emotions, you empower yourself to respond constructively to life's challenges. This flexibility enhances your ability to navigate difficult situations while remaining true to your values and goals. Ultimately, emotional agility leads to a more balanced and fulfilling life, allowing you to engage with your experiences and relationships authentically while maintaining a sense of emotional independence. Law 9. Embrace impermanence. Nothing stays the same forever. Let's surrender to change. Embracing impermanence is a profound principle that can significantly enhance your emotional resilience and ability to detach from unhealthy attachments. This concept recognizes that all things in life, relationships, feelings, and experiences, are temporary. By accepting the transient nature of life, you can cultivate a mindset of acceptance, appreciation, and freedom. Understanding impermanence 1. Nature of change. Impermanence is the acknowledgement that everything is in a constant state of flux. People change, circumstances evolve, and emotions can shift rapidly. Understanding this can help you navigate life's unpredictability with greater ease. 2. Detachment from outcomes. Embracing impermanence allows you to let go of rigid expectations and attachments to specific outcomes. This detachment reduces the suffering that often comes from clinging to things that are destined to change. 3. Appreciation for the present. Recognizing that moments are fleeting encourages you to appreciate the present moment. This appreciation fosters gratitude and a deeper connection to life as it unfolds. Practical techniques. 1. Mindfulness. Practice. Engage in mindfulness meditation to cultivate awareness of the present moment. Focus on your breath, your surroundings, and your feelings without judgment. This practice helps you appreciate the here and now while acknowledging that it will pass. 2. Reflect on past experiences. Take time to reflect on past experiences and how they have changed over time. Consider how relationships, goals, and feelings have evolved, reinforcing the idea that change is a natural part of life. 3. Create rituals for letting go. Develop rituals that symbolize letting go of attachments, such as writing down things you wish to release and then safely burning or discarding the paper. This act can serve as a tangible reminder of the impermanence of those attachments. Focus on experiences, not possessions. Shift your focus from acquiring material possessions to seeking meaningful experiences. Invest in activities that foster connection, personal growth, and joy, as these moments are often more fulfilling and memorable. 5. Cultivate a growth mindset. Embrace the idea that change can lead to growth and new opportunities. Instead of fearing change, view it as a chance to learn, adapt, and evolve. Emotional resilience 1. Reduced anxiety. Embracing impermanence can alleviate anxiety about the future. When you accept that change is inevitable, you can approach uncertainty with a sense of calm and openness. 2. Greater acceptance. Recognizing the transient nature of life fosters acceptance of both positive and negative experiences. This acceptance allows you to navigate challenges without being overwhelmed by them. 3. Increased flexibility. Embracing impermanence encourages flexibility in your thoughts and behaviors. You become more adaptable to change, which enhances your ability to cope with life's unpredictability. 4. Enhanced joy in the present. By appreciating the fleeting nature of moments, you can experience greater joy and fulfillment in the present. This mindset promotes a sense of gratitude and contentment with what you have. Embracing impermanence is a powerful practice for fostering emotional resilience and achieving detachment from unhealthy attachments. By recognizing that all things are temporary, you cultivate a deeper appreciation for the present moment and reduce the suffering associated with clinging to specific outcomes. This acceptance allows you to navigate life's changes with grace and adaptability, enhancing your overall well-being. Ultimately, embracing impermanence leads to a more enriching and fulfilling life, where you can engage deeply with experiences while remaining open to the inevitability of change. Law 10 Connections. Connections is an essential practice for emotional well-being and resilience. While emotional detachment encourages independence and self-awareness, building and nurturing meaningful relationships provides support, understanding, and a sense of belonging. This balance between detachment and connection enhances your emotional landscape and promotes overall mental health. Understanding the importance of connections. Human nature. As social beings, humans thrive on connection and relationships. Meaningful connections contribute significantly to our happiness and emotional health, providing a support system during challenging times. 2. Shared experiences. Building connections allows you to share experiences, joys, and challenges with others. This shared understanding can foster empathy and create a sense of community. 3. Support and resilience. Strong relationships provide emotional support that enhances resilience. When facing difficulties, having someone to turn to can make a significant difference in how you cope with stress and adversity. How to practical this technique? 1. Invest time in relationships. Make a conscious effort to nurture existing relationships and create new ones. Schedule regular catch-ups with friends and family, engage in social activities, or join community groups to meet new people. 2. Practice active listening. When engaging with others, practice active listening. Show genuine interest in what others are saying, ask questions, and provide thoughtful responses. This fosters deeper connections and demonstrates that you value their perspective. 3. Express vulnerability. Allow yourself to be vulnerable in your connections. Sharing your thoughts, feelings, and challenges can deepen relationships and encourage others to open up as well. Fourth, create shared experiences. Engage in activities that promote bonding, such as cooking together, participating in sports, or volunteering. Shared experiences can strengthen connections and create lasting memories. 5. Cultivate empathy. Develop empathy by trying to understand things from others' perspectives. This practice enhances emotional connections and fosters a supportive environment. Emotional resilience. 1. Reduced feelings of isolation. Nurturing connections helps combat feelings of loneliness and isolation. When you feel connected to others, your overall sense of well-being improves. 2. Strengthened coping mechanisms. Strong relationships provide a safety net during difficult times. Having supportive individuals to lean on can enhance your coping strategies and make challenges feel more manageable. 3. Increased sense of belonging. Fostering connections fosters a sense of belonging and acceptance. This feeling can significantly contribute to your emotional health and resilience. 4. Enhanced perspective. Engaging with diverse perspectives enriches your understanding of the world. Building connections with people from different backgrounds can expand your horizons and promote emotional growth. Creating connections is a vital practice for enhancing emotional well-being and resilience. While emotional detachment promotes personal growth and independence, meaningful relationships provide essential support and understanding. By investing time and energy into nurturing your connections, Law 11, practice forgiveness. Practicing forgiveness is a powerful and transformative process that plays a crucial role in emotional well-being and resilience. It involves letting go of resentment, anger, and the desire for retribution against those who have wronged you, including yourself. By embracing forgiveness, you can free yourself from the emotional burdens that hinder your personal growth and happiness. Understanding forgiveness. 1. Definition of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not about condoning harmful behavior or forgetting the past. Rather, it is a conscious decision to release negative feelings associated with an offense. It is about reclaiming your emotional power and moving forward. Impact of holding grudges. Holding on to grudges and resentment can lead to emotional distress, impacting your mental health and relationships. These negative emotions can create a cycle of pain that prevents healing and growth. 3. Self-forgiveness. Forgiveness is not solely about forgiving others. Self-forgiveness is equally important. It involves accepting your mistakes and shortcomings, allowing you to learn and grow from past experiences. Practical techniques. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Start by acknowledging the feelings of hurt, anger, or betrayal you may have. Allow yourself to fully experience these emotions without judgment, as this is an essential step toward healing. 2. Reflect on the impact. Consider how holding on to resentment affects your life. Reflect on the emotional toll it takes on you and how it may impact your relationships and overall well-being. 3. Shift your perspective. Try to view the situation from a different angle. Consider the motivations and circumstances that may have led to the other person's actions. This shift can foster empathy and understanding. Communicate your feelings. If possible, express your feelings to the person who hurt you. Open communication can facilitate healing and provide an opportunity for mutual understanding and closure. 5. Set boundaries. Forgiveness does not mean you have to maintain unhealthy relationships. Establish boundaries to protect your emotional well-being while still allowing yourself to forgive. 6. Practice self-compassion. When forgiving yourself, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes and focus on learning and growth rather than self-criticism. Emotional resilience. 1. Reduced emotional burden. Practicing forgiveness alleviates the emotional burdens associated with anger and resentment. This freedom allows you to focus on more positive aspects of your life. 2. Improved mental health. Forgiveness is linked to lower levels of anxiety, depression, and stress. By letting go of negative emotions, you can enhance your overall mental well-being. 3. enhanced relationships. Forgiveness can improve relationships by fostering open communication and understanding. It can also create a more supportive and compassionate environment. 4. Greater emotional freedom. Releasing grudges empowers you to move forward in life without being anchored by past pain. This emotional freedom enables you to engage more fully in your present experiences. Practicing forgiveness is a vital aspect of fostering emotional resilience and well-being. By letting go of resentment and embracing compassion, both for yourself and others, you can free yourself from the emotional burdens that hinder your growth. This practice promotes healing, enhances relationships, and contributes to improved mental health. Ultimately, forgiveness allows you to reclaim your emotional power, leading to a more fulfilling and balanced life, where you can now. Law 13. Prioritize self-care. Prioritizing self-care is an essential practice for maintaining emotional well-being and resilience. Self-care encompasses a wide range of activities and habits that promote physical, mental, and emotional health. By making self-care a priority, you can build a strong foundation for managing stress, enhancing your mood, and fostering a positive outlook on life. Understanding self-care 1. Definition of self-care. Self-care refers to the intentional actions you take to improve and maintain your overall well-being. It includes physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual practices that help you recharge and nurture yourself. 2. Importance of self-care. Prioritizing self-care is crucial for preventing burnout and emotional exhaustion. When you take the time to care for yourself, you become more resilient in the face of challenges and better equipped to support others. 3. Self-care myths. Many people believe that self-care is selfish or indulgent. In reality, self-care is a necessary aspect of maintaining your health and well-being, allowing you to show up fully for yourself and those around you. Here are a few practical techniques to use. 1. Establish a routine. Create a daily or weekly self-care routine that incorporates activities that nurture your body, mind, and spirit. This could include exercise, meditation, reading, or spending time in nature. 2. Physical health. Prioritize physical self-care by maintaining a balanced diet, getting regular exercise, and ensuring adequate sleep. These foundational aspects of health significantly impact your emotional well-being. 3. Mindfulness and relaxation. Engage in mindfulness practices, such as meditation or deep breathing exercises, to reduce stress and promote relaxation. These techniques help center your thoughts and foster emotional clarity. 4. Set boundaries. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or time. Establishing boundaries helps protect your emotional space and ensures you have time for self-care. 5. Engage in hobbies. Make time for activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Engaging in hobbies or creative pursuits can provide an avenue for self-expression and relaxation. 6. Connect with others. Foster connections with friends and loved ones. Social interactions can provide emotional support and a sense of belonging, which are essential components of self-care. Emotional resilience, 1. Enhanced coping skills. Prioritizing self-care equips you with better coping mechanisms. When you take care of yourself, you are more resilient in the face of stress and challenges, leading to improved emotional regulation. 2. Improved mood. Engaging in self-care activities can boost your mood and increase feelings of happiness and contentment. This positive emotional state helps you approach life's challenges with a more optimistic outlook. 3. Reduced stress. Regular self-care practices help lower stress levels, making it easier to manage daily pressures. This reduction in stress contributes to overall emotional well-being. 4. Greater self-awareness. Taking time for self-care promotes self-reflection and self-awareness. Understanding your needs and feelings better allows you to make more informed decisions about your well-being. Prioritizing self-care is a fundamental practice for enhancing emotional resilience and overall well-being. Law 14. Embrace vulnerability. Embracing vulnerability is a profound and transformative practice that can significantly enhance your emotional resilience and interpersonal relationships. Vulnerability involves the willingness to expose your true self, including your fears, insecurities, and emotions, without the fear of judgment or rejection. Acknowledging and accepting vulnerability can lead to deeper connections with others and foster personal growth. Let's understand vulnerability. 1. Vulnerability is often viewed as a weakness, but it is, in fact, a source of strength. It involves being open and authentic about your feelings and experiences, which can lead to greater emotional intimacy and connection with others. 2. Impact on relationships. Embracing vulnerability allows for deeper connections and trust in relationships. When you share your authentic self, you invite others to do the same, creating an environment of mutual understanding and support. 3. Personal growth. Accepting vulnerability is a crucial step in personal growth. It encourages you to confront your fears and insecurities, leading to greater self-awareness and emotional resilience. How do we practice this technique? 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Start by acknowledging and accepting your feelings, whether they are positive or negative. Allow yourself to experience emotions without judgment, recognizing that they are a natural part of the human experience. 2. Share your story. Open up to trusted friends or family members about your experiences and struggles. Sharing your story can foster deeper connections and provide a sense of relief and validation. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding when facing vulnerabilities. Recognize that everyone has insecurities and that it's okay to be imperfect. Take small steps. Start by embracing vulnerability in small ways. This could involve expressing your thoughts and feelings in a conversation or sharing a personal story. Gradually, you can build your comfort level with being vulnerable. 5. Seek support. Surround yourself with supportive individuals who encourage vulnerability. Engage with people who create a safe space for open and honest communication. 6. Challenge societal norms. Reflect on societal beliefs that discourage vulnerability, such as the idea that it's a sign of weakness. Challenge these beliefs by recognizing the strength that comes from being authentic and open. Emotional resilience 1. Increased authenticity. Embracing vulnerability fosters authenticity, allowing you to live in alignment with your true self. This authenticity enhances your emotional well-being and fosters deeper connections with others. 2. Strengthened relationships. Vulnerability builds trust and intimacy in relationships. When you share your true self, you invite others to do the same, creating a supportive environment where both parties feel valued. 3. Greater empowerment. Accepting vulnerability empowers you to confront challenges and take risks. It encourages you to step outside your comfort zone and pursue personal growth and development. 4. Enhanced emotional regulation. By acknowledging and expressing your emotions, you develop healthier coping mechanisms. This practice improves your emotional regulation and resilience in the face of adversity. When we embrace vulnerability, this becomes such a powerful practice that can significantly enhance your emotional resilience and enrich your relationships. By accepting and sharing your true self, you create deeper connections with others and foster an environment of trust and understanding. This practice promotes personal growth, authenticity, and emotional regulation, ultimately leading to a more fulfilling and balanced life. By recognizing vulnerability as a source of strength rather than a weakness, you empower yourself. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude is a transformative and powerful practice that can significantly enhance your emotional well-being and resilience. Gratitude involves recognizing and appreciating the positive aspects of your life, including experiences, relationships, and personal achievements. By cultivating a mindset of gratitude, you can shift your focus from what you lack to what you have, leading to increased happiness and fulfillment. Hachatrasam, Understanding Gratitude. 1. Definition of gratitude. Gratitude is the acknowledgement of the goodness in your life and the recognition that this goodness often comes from external sources, it is a conscious choice to appreciate the positive elements, no matter how small. 2. Psychological benefits. Research has shown that practicing gratitude can lead to improved mental health, including reduced symptoms of depression and anxiety. It fosters a more positive outlook on life and enhances overall emotional resilience. 3. Shift in perspective. Regularly practicing gratitude can help shift your perspective, making it easier to see challenges as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles. This shift can lead to greater emotional stability and resilience. Practical techniques. 1. Gratitude journaling. Keep a gratitude journal where you regularly write down things you are thankful for. Aim to list 3 to 5 items each day. This practice encourages you to reflect on the positive aspects of your life. 2. Express appreciation. Take the time to express gratitude to others, whether through verbal acknowledgement, handwritten notes, or small gestures. Showing appreciation strengthens relationships and fosters a sense of connection. 3. Practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily routine. Spend time reflecting on the present moment and the things you are grateful for, which can enhance your awareness and appreciation of life's simple pleasures. Create a gratitude ritual. Establish a daily or weekly ritual dedicated to gratitude. This could involve sharing what you are grateful for at dinner with family or friends, or setting aside time to meditate on your blessings. 5. Reframe challenges. When faced with difficulties, practice reframing your thoughts to identify potential lessons or positives. For instance, instead of focusing on the stress of a challenge, consider how it might lead to personal growth or new opportunities. 6. Visual reminders. Use visual reminders such as sticky notes or vision boards to prompt feelings of gratitude during your day. Display quotes or images that inspire gratitude and positivity in your environment. Midatraga. Emotional Resilience 1. Increased Positivity. Practicing gratitude contributes to a more positive mindset, helping you view life's challenges with optimism. This positive outlook enhances your ability to cope with stress and adversity. 2. Enhanced Relationships. Expressing gratitude strengthens your connections with others. Acknowledging the contributions of those around you fosters deeper relationships and a sense of community. 3. Improved self-esteem. Gratitude can boost self-esteem by promoting a sense of self-worth and appreciation for your accomplishments and qualities. This increased self-esteem contributes to greater emotional resilience. 4. Greater emotional regulation. Practicing gratitude helps you develop healthier emotional responses to challenges. By focusing on the positive, you can manage negative emotions more effectively and maintain a balanced perspective. Practicing gratitude is a powerful and effective way to enhance your emotional resilience and overall well-being. By consciously acknowledging and appreciating the positive aspects of your life, you can shift your mindset from one of scarcity to one of abundance. This practice fosters positivity, strengthens relationships, and improves self-esteem, ultimately leading to a more fulfilling and balanced life.
Embrace change. Embracing change is a vital practice for fostering emotional resilience and personal growth. Change is an inevitable part of life, and how we respond to it can significantly impact our emotional well-being. By developing a mindset that welcomes change rather than resists it, you can enhance your adaptability, creativity, and overall satisfaction with life. Understanding change. 1. Nature of change. Change can take many forms, including changes in relationships, career, health, and personal circumstances. While change can be uncomfortable and challenging, it also presents opportunities for growth and new experiences. 2. Fear of change. Many people fear change due to uncertainty and the potential for loss. This fear can lead to anxiety and resistance, preventing you from fully engaging with new opportunities and experiences. 3. Growth opportunities. Viewing change as a chance for growth can shift your perspective. Embracing change allows you to step outside your comfort zone, learn new skills, and discover strengths you may not have realized you possess. Practical techniques. 1. Shift your mindset. Reframe your thoughts about change by focusing on potential positive outcomes. Instead of viewing change as a threat, consider it an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. Develop flexibility. Cultivate a flexible mindset that allows you to adapt to new circumstances. Practice being open to different perspectives and approaches, which can help you navigate change more effectively. 3. Set realistic goals. When faced with change, set realistic and achievable goals that align with your values and aspirations. Breaking down larger changes into smaller, manageable steps can make the process feel less overwhelming. Practice self-compassion. Acknowledge that experiencing discomfort during times of change is normal. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding as you navigate through transitions. 5. Seek support. Surround yourself with supportive individuals who can help you navigate change. Share your feelings and experiences with trusted friends or family members who can provide encouragement and perspective. 6. Reflect on past changes. Take time to reflect on past changes you've experienced and how you adapted to them. Recognizing your ability to navigate previous transitions can boost your confidence in handling new ones. Emotional resilience. 1. Increased adaptability. Embracing change enhances your ability to adapt to new situations. This adaptability is crucial for navigating life's uncertainties and challenges. 2. Improved problem-solving skills. Facing change often requires creative problem-solving. Embracing change encourages you to think critically, explore new solutions, and develop innovative approaches to challenges. 3. Enhanced self-awareness. Change can prompt self-reflection and increased self-awareness. By examining your reactions to change, you can gain insights into your values, priorities, and areas for growth. 4. Greater emotional strength. Navigating change builds emotional strength and resilience. Each experience of change provides an opportunity to learn and grow, equipping you with the tools to handle future challenges. Conclusion: embracing change is a crucial practice for enhancing emotional resilience and fostering personal growth. By shifting your mindset to view change as an opportunity rather than a threat, you can develop greater adaptability and problem-solving skills. This practice promotes self-awareness, emotional strength, and a more positive outlook on life. Ultimately, embracing change empowers you to navigate life's uncertainties with confidence and grace, allowing you to thrive in an ever-evolving world. By welcoming change, you open yourself up to new opportunities and experiences that can enrich your life in unexpected ways.
Thank you for tuning in to Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching Podcast. We hope you found inspiration and guidance in today's episode. Remember, healing is a journey, best travel together, and every step forward counts. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe and share it with others who may benefit. Until next time, my friends, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep taking steps towards the healing. Thank you.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.